I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz, we're tracking the Semiramis. That's a 120-foot, three-masted ship that sank in 1804 off the Atlantic seaboard of the United States. It's believed the ship was returning from a voyage to China loaded with valuable cargo. And Barry Clifford wants to get his hands on that cargo. He's seeking salvage rights from the federal government in the state of Massachusetts. So, Barry Clifford, the Semiramis disappeared long ago into the depths of the Atlantic. Tell us where she is, or is that a secret?
Well, it was a secret up until we filed a petition with the U.S. court and with the Mass Board of Underwater Archaeology. But she's located on a place called Long Shoal between Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. She went aground there, you know, in 1804.
So Long Shoal between Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Have you actually seen the Semiramis?
Perhaps. I'm not actually sure if it was part of the ship, but I have seen wreckage of a ship in the area that we're looking for, and now we're in the process of going back with various remote sensing equipment, trying to come up with an identification.
Barry, what do you know about the route the ship took before she sank?
Well, she was one of the very early China traders, and she went from Newport to Canton.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was there on a three-year voyage, and she brought with her, you know, ginseng root, perhaps furs, rum, and, of course, silver. So her trip was, you know, she went from Canton to Acapulco, and then to Manila, then to Canton, and then back to the United States.
I assume a lot of that stuff, if it's still on board, is going to be pretty wet. But will it be in good shape, or do you expect
to find any of it? And like the pirate ship Witta that we discovered here off the coast of Massachusetts, which is buried in the deep sand.
You found that ship in 1984.
Yes. We expect the same degree of preservation, if not better, on Long Shoal. And God knows what it would have had on board. Certainly all sorts of figurines and beautiful china and tea. Silks, lacquerware. This would be heavily varnished and decorated boxes, hand-carved, perhaps ivory from India. We also know from documents that the ship was carrying a undisclosed amount of specie, which would be either gold or silver or both. Would have all been packed very carefully below decks, and we know that there was only minor salvage done on the ship. And one of the things that was taken from the ship was this very large Nanking bowl that the captain, Captain Jacob Smith, took from the ship just as it was sinking.
I mean, it's a fascinating snapshot of early globalization, I guess you could say. If the ship had made it back to Newport with all the stuff on board, was there an assumption that the residents of that famous mansion walk in Newport would just buy out all the goods?
Well, to give you an idea, I mean, the cargo going over was valued at 30,000 pounds sterling. Coming back, the loss was estimated to be 500,000 pounds sterling, and it was a 5-to-1 ratio, you know, dollars to pounds. So the cargo coming back would have been worth approximately $2 million in 1804. You know, we'll know better once we begin the excavation.
Are you worried about, you know, descendants of Captain Jacob Smith coming forward and saying, oh, we're related to that ship, that's actually ours?
You know, it's you can be sure, once you claim something like this, I think there was a line somewhere in Treasure Island, beware of squalls once you arrive. And, you know, so, you know, certainly I've been through this many times before and sort of prepare for the worst. But the sort of thing that we're doing where the general public is going to benefit from this will all be kept together as a collection and kept together for display and educational purposes. You know, it's just a wonderful example of hopefully what one could expect on a ship like this, you know, just loaded with all of the treasures coming back from the Orient, you know, in the very early days of the China trade.
Barry Clifford is an underwater explorer. He's hoping to salvage the Semiramis that, for now anyway, lies buried in the sand at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean on Long Shoal, somewhere between Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. We wish you a squall-free sailing ahead.
Well, thank you so much.